in the morning, yard up just before fajr, and made prayer and with religious zeal and passion. My adrenaline was rushing, blood boiling, my sweat was pouring down my face. I made my peace with Allah. My name is Muhammad Atta, chosen by Al-Qaeda to become the leading sacrifice of the 19 magnificent. And with fire in my eyes, I proceeded to Logan International Airport. Met up with my disciple Abdul Aziz Umari and three others, all with a machete, switchblade and box cutter. Scheduled for boarding flight, American Airlines number 11 at 6:45. 7 minutes later, I received a phone call from a longtime colleague, and he asked me, is the plan set? I said yes, and may Allah bless you and grant you paradise. I said salam and may peace be upon you, and I will see you in the afterlife.
This is the government of the United States. What you're about to do is a major mistake. It's a ploy to destroy people over some hate. We will invade Iraq. If you don't listen, we've seen it coming a long time. We had a suspicion, we know Bush fucked up. But please don't do it, you're headed for the airport. We already knew it, the government owes Osama. And this we know, we about to gather the troops. Army fatigue suits, black Timberland boots. Be ready, be ready. More deadlines about stutters.
Through the checkpoint, disrupting the metal detector, security system identification, non-detectable the immigration. So we entered the aircraft and we sat in first class. 10 minutes later, I slashed the first flight attendant, gagged and stabbed her twice in the stomach. Bitch, get on the floor, we want the keys to the cockpit door. We jammed the way in and strangled the flight captain. My accomplice slit the throats of the first officer and second flight attendant, sprayed mace into the passenger area. Somebody yell, this plane is being hijacked. I guess, yes, the destination is the crash into the center of the World Trade Center, into the sea, death, and my freedom. Assalamu alaikum. Fuckers, man. Fake Muslims, man. 9/11, Patriots Day.